Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcus. Let me look at you.
They don't want this money!
They don't want it! Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Wish I could large. So many more, 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I gotta tell ya. Pittsburgh's team is impressive with how they're able to lose. I mean, they just come up. They seem to come up with new heartbreaking ways to lose. I don't even know if they're that bad. I think it's one of these things where, like, they are just snake bit, and they're just like, how can we just stab our fans in the heart even more today? And that was already on top of a bad day, which we'll get into in just a second. Welcome on in, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Leroy will join us momentarily. He was having some technical issues. I always love when Leroy comes in studio, but every time that he does the next day, Marcos, it always feels like there's some kind of glitch going on with his computer, and his microphone sounded like there was like sonar in it. So I was like, just restart your computer. I think that'll fix it.
That's usually a good fix. As a tech person, just restart it. That's
just
usually
it.
First. Yeah.
And he really gets mad at that. He's like, oh, you think it's just reboot? I'm like, yeah, I think it is, because I feel like that always seems to do the trick. But, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. I'm home today. One of my kids is sick. Sophia. She you always love the text you get. Hey, your kid threw up at school. I'm like, oh,
great.
Gross. Nobody wants the puke kid.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Like, she's probably going to get made fun of, something like that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was one of the times I was a puke kid, I definitely did throw up. The problem was I felt much better after that. So by the time my parent came to come pick me up, it was Game Boy time the rest of the day.
Right, and then it's like, well, is she still sick? Because it's kind of like one of those days where it's like, it's kind of like the regular season, right? It's like, yeah. I mean, I suppose you don't need this day. You had your math test yesterday. I suppose we could sit you second night of a back-to-back just to make sure you're okay. But is she really sick? Now, to be fair, she is out like a light. This kid can sleep.
Okay.
This kid's Because you want to know something? If my son was up, I don't know what it is. When my son doesn't have school, that kid's up with the birds. I mean, like, you can't get a wink of sleep on the weekend that's earlier than 6 a.m. He's ready to roll, dude. Wow. So hopefully she rallies. I plan to be there to see you again tomorrow, Frog Boy.
Appreciate
that. But that was unfortunate. That was unfortunate that she is not feeling well, and that you know. So we are here for a home game today in this lead up, and Leroy will join us momentarily. But let's get to some headlines. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store?
Palmetto Ford. We know trucks.
Joseph says on the chat, he says, my 101-year-old mom is likely your oldest listener. Say hi to Ruth. Of course, say hi to Ruth.
Ruth.
Because, like, if she's 101 and she's named Ruth, that's legit. I mean, that guy just sounds legit. So.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ruth. Hey, there's Leroy. What's going on, Leroy?
Let me just say this.
You told me to reboot my computer.
Yeah.
And it took me through some stuff now.
Oh, wow.
Right. So I had to, like, do a whole bunch of stuff over. And then, you know how you have the different options to sign in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot which one.
Right. We always say this. I always love when you come in studio, and it was a surprise yesterday. But then it was like, every time it feels like the next show, there's some kind of glitch that goes on.
Yeah.
Because I think the Odyssey network just messes with your laptop or something. I don't know what the hell goes on. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hey.
Me How are thinking you guys were going to be here today.
No, that was yesterday.
There's this thing called text.
Because
I certainly asked Tobin when we left yesterday.
You know, it's a JFig day with the studio just by to herself because it looks like a dungeon.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No lights on. Just sunlight. No
lights. I don't need these lights on. It's fine.
No lights on. All right. Well, anyway, so the Marlins yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
What annoys you more? Is it the fact that they lose yet again? They blow it. This Soriano's looking he might be on Shohei Ohtani's payroll for games on the take. Like, the way this guy goes in, every game is like a gas can every time he goes out there. And you know, I don't know what to do with that. That's very annoying. But honestly, the thing that annoyed me more yesterday than anything is, Leroy, they sent down Max Meyer.
I know.
I'm like,
he went from
what?
He went from pitching to not even on the squad.
Could you imagine? Let's just see, you know, we talk about, oh, the baseball has a strong union or whatever. What is this where you get to be good at baseball and they send you to Jacksonville? What is that? What is this sport where you're allowed to do this? I don't understand it. And it's for the dumbest reasons at all time, because you want to sit here and have the balls to tell me, oh, we're going to monitor his innings. Dude, he's coming off Tommy John surgery already. The damage is done, my friend. Let him go out there and rip it in the big leagues. You're going to have him do three inning outings and do it in triple A for what? He's not 22. He's 25. He was your first round pick half a decade ago. Can you let him grow up and go pitch in the damn big leagues? Oh, but he hasn't gone over a certain amount of innings. And let me just tell you something. Let me just tell you something, Marlins, before I let you add on to this, Leroy, because I know you agree with me. Do you know how pathetic it is what this season has started off? All right. 3-14. This dude has two of your wins. What kind of a message is that to the rest of the clubhouse, that we're going to send our only competent starting pitcher down to the minor leagues? Are you effing kidding me? What the hell is this team? And this is the second year in a row they did it. They did it last year with Yuri Perez. And oh, la-di-da, what did limiting his innings do? Oh, it sent him right to Tommy John surgery. We really seem to have this down to a science.
So my question is, he had the Tommy John surgery. What's the point in ever even bringing him up if he wasn't going to be ready and you were going to limit his pitches Don't start him.
You know what, Leroy? Maybe by the time he's 28, he'll be ready to pitch, you know, seven innings. I don't know. Who knows these days? But like, do you know what a whack look it is? Yeah, I'm bringing whack back. Do you know what a whack look it is to your fan base that literally the only guy capable of winning, although Edward Cabrera, you were really good yesterday. I'm sorry that it got blown for you yesterday by Soriano. Join the club. They're looking at him like the next Reniel Pinto. Do you know what a whack look it is that the only competent starting pitcher that you have, you go as soon as you can, you sneak in there like a bunch of snakes, and you say, send his ass down to the minors. Oh, but we're still going to start AJ Puck. What is this? Well, look, to the diehards that are out there, and I know some of them are our friends, you know, who raise chickens. And they love the Marlins.
Yes, he does.
They love the Marlins. And they're like, I'm done. I can't. Well, because, like, you know what? I guess your only argument could be to me, and I thought Craig Mish put this well yesterday on Twitter, where he goes, does it matter? Probably not. Because what is this season, right? But, like,
are we saying this with 148 games left?
Valid. But
wait, are we really saying what does it matter with 148 games left?
But do you want to know how discouraging this has to be to Max Meyer, who very clearly is a major league pitcher? Very clearly is a major league pitcher.
You got to go pitch for the jumbo shrimp.
I got to go pitch for the effing jumbo shrimp. Why? Why? I'm not 21. I'm not 20. I don't understand this. Oh, well, we got to monitor your innings. Why? So I could get Tommy John surgery again? Let me go pitch. I would sue the Marlins.
Now, question. What if he had some soreness?
No soreness. No. In fact, I like read this quote from Peter Bendix, who seems like a nice gentleman. I don't want to pile on. I don't know you.
I don't know you, Peter.
I don't know you. All right. You just got to town. But I read this horse bleep quote, and I was like, it says, we're trying. I read this in Ken Rosenthal's article, right? It says, quote, we're trying to be as responsible as we can be with his workload this year. What exactly that means? I don't know.
He said that?
Yeah. I'm like, what? We're just throwing darts out there? By the way,
I would say this. I expect a more proficient answer, a more definitive answer. At least if you don't agree with it, you could kind of respect it. But when the guy making the decision goes, I don't know.
And by the way, here, look, if you guys want to limit his innings, just say you want to limit his innings, even though I think none of us know what we're doing with this. We're very clearly just
Throughout baseball. It is a
real crisis what's going on with all these great arms blowing out. Nobody has the answers. Some people say rosin. Some people say pitch clock. Some people say people are throwing too hard all the time. I don't know. But what I do know is the Marlins cannot compete with anybody except when this guy's on the hill. And when they do get some decent starting, they send something out of the bullpen that is representative of a Molotov cocktail because it's going to blow up in their face. So if the Marlins do want to limit his innings, do me a favor. For God's sakes, do it up here. Make him Burke Badenhop for all I care. Have him two innings twice a week up here. I don't care. But you do not have the luxury of sending any of the very few good players you have to Jacksonville.
So can I ask a question? What's the difference in sending him down to the jumbo shrimp and having him skip every other start or something like that?
I don't know, Leroy. Good question.
He starts 25 games instead of 35 games.
Who knows? I don't know.
So, like, but to go, is he not? And here's my question. When you send a pitcher to the jumbo shrimp, Does he throw softer when he gets on the mound? Because my guess is he's still bringing the heat.
Yeah. Hey, Max, take it easy, all
right?
You know,
right.
Gotta, you know,
you see what I'm saying? That's what I understand. If he's going to go pitch with the jumbo shrimp, he's still going to try to bring the heat.
Yeah. Hey, Max, take it easy, man. Carl, because here.
Those guys want to impress so they can get back to the big leagues.
Right. And he's like, he's sitting here and he's like, hey, Carl from the Rock Cats over here. You know, he's a mechanic in the offseason. Take it easy on him. All right, Max? You don't need to bring the cheese all
the way. That's the one thing that I don't understand is that if pitching is pitching, once you get on that hill, it doesn't matter whether you're pitching for the Marlins or the Jumbo Shrimp, you're trying to bring the heat. So why can't he do that same bit of pitching here?
I don't understand it, man. I'm just very, very disappointed in it. It's obviously been a bad season.
The one good pitcher.
Yeah. The one thing you could tune in and be like, you know what? Something there. And it's like, nah, never mind. Does it matter? As Craig Mish says, probably not. But for the very few who are trying to stick it out and keep being told, hey, this is the plan, and oh, wait, never mind.
He doesn't know what the plan is.
Never mind. We have a new president of baseball operations, the one who got us to the playoffs. Nah, she's gone. See ya. You know, I don't even understand. I try with them. I try very hard. My first sports love, the Marlins. I don't, but they just keep, for the ones who have stuck around as hardcore as you have, and there are very few of you, I don't even understand. Like, what do they do to reward you? What do they do? Because like last year, you have a playoff season. Great. Probably could have been in a much better position because, you know, you decide in the middle of the year, hey, let's send Yuri down, which, by the way, a lot of good that did. Last year, middle of the season, dozen games over 500. Could catch the Braves for the division title. Nah, let's send Yuri down. Let's get him out of here. Never the same after that, by the way. Great job by you guys. Way to ride the momentum.
Holy smokes. Very true. I can't believe this.
What?
The chat. Marlins' longest winning streak is 9. It happened 5 times. The most recent is 2008. Yeah. They have never had a 10-game win streak in the history of the Marlins. And wow. They have 2 world championships.
It's a very random stat to throw up there, Marcos. Why would you distract Leroy like that?
I'm sorry. I just mean, look, if they're 3-14, it's going to take a hell of a streak to somehow come back from this. And I don't think they're capable of doing so. So I know we're only 17 games into the season, but I think we're done.
No, yeah, they're done.
That's not the spirit, guys.
There's 140 games left, and we're like, nah, they're done.
They lost their last, they've had leads. They're very capable. Like if this was Little League and it was only 7 innings, they'd probably be 500. But they like to just wait until it's going to be really painful to blow it on you.
Oh my, and like, first of all, the other night they lost on a 2-2 pitch with 2 outs. Meatball.
All right, take a break. Back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. It's a Tuesday. Play a little Damage Is Done coming up later on in the show. Our Odyssey NBA insider, Danny Green, going to join the show later today.
We got Trials and Tribulations, Leroy's Backyard.
What's going on there, dude?
So the moron who did my patio and, you know, did the driveway.
Yeah.
Took a tree out.
Are you friends with that guy?
No. No, he's friends with the roofer.
No. I'm friends with the roofer.
Oh, okay. My bad.
And they cut, digging, just Johnny Jihadin in the backyard, they cut my water sprinkler pipe. Oof. So it was just a little cut. But as time went on, the hole got bigger and air started getting in. So now, you know, when he was doing it before, he says, oh, you need a new pump. What? So $900, I got a new pump.
Don't you have to fix the crack where the pipe is?
But we didn't know it was a crack. Now my lawn guy, who, as you can hear the humming, is digging up my backyard to replace the pipe. He goes, somebody cut the pipe.
Yeah. Yeah. Normally, a sprinkler thing, it's a crack. It's not a pump. They hose.
No, but the pump was bad. That was the second person that told me that. So it wasn't like he, but he cut the pipe.
Tonight is the NBA play-in starting up in the Western Conference.
Interesting. It would only been more interesting if the Lakers would have played the Warriors, right?
No, they still can. I mean, if they lose tonight and the Warriors win, that's what we're going to get.
I think the Warriors lose, the Lakers win.
Warriors lose, Lakers win. Right now, New Orleans is a 1.5-point favorite, and Golden State is a 3.5-point favorite.
Really?
Yep.
I thought the Lakers were favored.
When I looked this morning, I saw New Orleans was a 1.5-point favorite. I'll double check, but I swear that was the line I saw. New Orleans -1.5.
Wow.
The Golden State line has gone down a little bit. It was 3.5 this morning. It's down to 2.5.
That's just because Warriors, right?
Warriors, Kings a little bit banged up. A lot of their role guys are hurt.
Kings are playing at home.
Kings are playing at home, but you know, they have the same record, so we'll see. But yeah, I mean, like, they were talking about this today. They're like, could this be the last game that Steph, Dre, and Klay play together? A lot of people think that Klay's going to get the bag from the Magic, Marcos.
I did see a lot of that, which means two times, what, like every other month or something like that? How often do we play the Magic?
Quite a bit. We play them four times a year. Nice. Play them 4 times a year, plus probably some preseason. You'll get to see a lot of Klay Thompson.
Love that. So we can really expose. Now, without the curtain of Steph Curry, how well can he do?
What? Dude. He's one of the greatest shooters ever.
He's going to have Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner on his team. It's not like he's going to some scrubs.
Yeah, which is great. Now you can't say, oh, he's on a bad team. Of course he's going to be bad. He has a talented, playoff-worthy team, but he doesn't have the curtain of Steph Curry.
Jennifer, did you come to work or did you come here to work to see everybody?
Look at
that. I'm sorry that everyone's passing by and saying hi to me, okay?
Oh, my God.
And if I don't say hi, I'm rude, okay?
She's hobnobbing.
I'm right here.
She's a hobnobber, dude.
Hobnobbing.
Don't act like you don't do the same.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
He was on point yesterday.
Yeah, because yesterday there was no one to hear.
Untrue. Untrue.
Oh, Steph was there.
Steph was there.
That's right.
Wow.
Radio Libre was there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Wow. Big day. Big day for them.
You can barely communicate with them.
You know what else was there? Empanadas.
Empanadas were there. Ooh, yep. So those were
you go there to say hi to workers. I go there to say hi to empanadas.
I'm about to go say hi to the kitchen right now.
Oh, maybe there's something.
No.
Yeah, anyway, so you got Lakers, Pelicans, that gets going tonight, 7:30.
Do we need a chili pepper?
I don't need a chili pepper.
Stop encouraging them with chili peppers.
Okay, all right.
So I'm still trying to recover from Saturday night.
Oh, not a good night.
Nobody told you to go all day afternoon on the bets.
I need to sell my feet after Jamal Hill let me down.
You guys get greedy?
I did the first and last. It did not work.
No, I mean, that didn't work from the outset.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was like really happy with BetQL because BetQL, their social media team, whoever like timed the tweet, poorly done by them because they like they said, hey, give us a bet for Saturday night to plug for the people.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I'm going with this first and last Ricky Bobby parlay. And they tweeted it out like 2 hours after the Cody Garbrandt fight. I'm like, hey.
Okay.
Why would you do that? Who would do that? What are we doing here? Sabotaging me, man.
That's great.
Making me look a fool.
Clearly, my fight betting is much better than yours.
Yeah, well, you've gone out on top. That's for sure.
Oh, I'm killing.
He's gone out on top. That's what he's been getting to, for sure. But I don't know, man. I just need a weekend to recover. I was trying to figure out how I want to bet this weekend with Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. But like, I think the only way to go is like betting exact rounds because everybody thinks Devin Haney's going to smoke him.
Really?
And they're probably right.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah, he's just too skilled a boxer. And then Ryan Garcia is acting like a loon in this
meetup. That's really why I'm like, what is this guy even doing?
I mean, maybe that's a ploy.
Could be a ploy. You can't rule it out. He is a social media savant. It could be a ploy. That's for sure. But, like, does he really think that's going to help him? Like, he is very much outskilled. He's basically got a power advantage. But, you know, like, he got dusted up by Javonte Davis. That fight wasn't even close.
Tap, 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 you know? Tap, tap. I hate those fights where the guy is going in there with a hammer and he just gets pieced up, tap, tap.
We got hit in the he got knocked down, was in the second, and then Gervonta hit him in the bread basket, like, you know, and shut him down. So like, if I'm Devin Haney, I'm like, oh, I'm looking for that liver shot and this thing's gonna be over. So now I'm thinking, like, should I bet it like six round? Like, when does he find that? Because he's gonna find it. I'm back, baby. We're getting
it. Oh, no.
All right.
Take a quick break. Move happened in the NFL yesterday. That has a little bit of an effect on the Dolphins. Tell you about it next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to life. Back to reality. Back to life. Back to reality. Back to
everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Gonna give away another pair of tickets to Brooks and Dunn and their 2024 rebooted tour. They're gonna be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater on May 3rd. This is a Live Nation show. Boot Scoot Boogie.
That's in Boca?
West Palm. Next to a Dick's Sporting Goods.
That's why I'm unfamiliar with the area.
It's a great time, dude. I mean, you want to tell,
it's a very familiar area, though. There's a lot of concerts there.
Yeah, 21 Savage is coming soon, actually.
They have concerts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
21.
Is he in the beef?
Yeah,
he is.
Which is crazy. Because 21 Savage, Metro Booming, and Weeknd just did that remake.
Yep. Actually, he was one of the people who sparked the beef. The reason why Future was in his feelings initially is because first Drake and Future had a collaborative album, and then Drake and 21 Savage had a collaborative album, and Future was like, "Oh, how dare you find another partner?" And also Drake went as far as saying, "There's no way Kendrick Lamar is in the big three because 21 Savage is better than him." That's what Drake said.
Damn. Oh, so in other words, 21 Savage got sucked into it.
Yeah.
And ain't say nothing.
No, he hasn't said anything. He's just being
right.
Forced
so they got to attack 21 Savage.
21.
They ain't going to attack Drake for saying that. They're going to attack 21 Savage for being in Drake's comments. Mm.
21.
Which is that's low rent right there.
Here's a report from Woj. It says ESPN sauces. The Bucks are preparing to be without two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo for the start of their opening round against the Indiana Pacers.
Yep.
Hopeful treatment on his left calf will allow him to return sometime later in the series.
What did I tell you? The calf is attached to the Achilles. You don't want to play with that.
Man. All right. Well, second year in a row.
This is the same thing. This is how KD, he took like 3 weeks off and then came back and tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If he returns.
Who you hobnobbing with, Marcos?
You see, it's not only me.
I have people. I have a lot of stuff
Who's
going on outside
there
of my studio.
You got a show to do. Tell people to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I will. Okay. Len, get the hell out of here.
Len, get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out of here, Len.
Like, what is he doing?
What are you doing here?
You're distracting Frog Boy.
He's trying to get Brooks and Dunn tickets.
He does?
They're not for you.
I told him he's not eligible to win because
he's not
works
a Beatles
here.
Tribute band, right?
Hey.
They're country.
I told him.
Hey, don't tell him. Don't go to No Call Paul. You got no chance to get those tickets.
That's not true. I mean, he's hooked it up a lot of times for me.
Oh,
I don't know what
it's
people
just me. Which makes me feel even better.
I don't know what to tell you, dude. I've gotten the hookup many a time.
By who? So,
by Paul.
Does he give you a hard
time?
Never.
He's a lava GM. You're the coach.
Now I know.
Wow.
Every hat.
What I know is now I know. Mm. All you need to know is who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with, and you can move forward with your life.
Yep. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Giannis's calf.
Nah. Hey, I'm telling you. I told you guys this. I'm telling you, it's not serious, but serious.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yes.
And then Wendy threw a little stink bomb today on ESPN because he's like, Bucks losing the first round. I don't know where Giannis will be next year. I was like, oh. So this whole Bucks thing is going to get blown up?
You don't know where Giannis will be. And then Dave will be in the same situation in another city.
Yeah, he's very unhappy. Very unhappy. But, you know, unfortunately for him, you know.
So, question.
Yeah.
How would we feel if Dame takes them deep into the playoffs without Giannis?
Be a pretty nice accomplishment for him, I think.
No, but I'm just saying, what would we think of the Bucks? Like, you see what I mean? Would it be more on him? Or would it be a situation where Giannis is like, I got to get back because we got to squat?
Yeah, I think, Giannis is not going to not return, like, if they get to the second round, right? Like, it's not going to be, like, this, nobody's saying this is going to be one of those
I'm
things.
I'm just telling you, I would be extremely careful simply because, remember, KD took like 3 or 4 weeks off.
No, I get you. But I just think, you know, nobody has said that this is going to be like, if you're telling me like, oh, if it's the Eastern Conference Finals, he's not going to come back. Like, he'll probably be back by that time. Remember how long the playoffs are.
I got you.
But that's not going to happen.
Especially the first round.
I got to
tell you. First round lasts forever.
I got to tell you, them without Giannis against this Pacers team, they might be in trouble.
You think?
Pacers team can score, dude.
Yeah, but the Bucks are, yeah, they've been struggling.
Little long, but you got to say this though, the Bucks, little long in the tooth.
Or 20 if you're counting, what's his name? When
Middleton.
he's a little long in the teeth.
That's a point. I walked up.
Point for Leroy.
So a move happened yesterday in the NFL, Leroy, that the Dolphin fan definitely took notice of, as did one of their stars, Slim Reaper.
Oh, yeah. He signed up.
Devontae Smith. He signed a 3-year, $75 million extension, $51 million guaranteed. Of course, college teammates with one Jalen Waddle. So was happy for his guy on social media. Waddle's fifth-year option deadline, I think, is a couple weeks away. Herald reports they're going to try and sign him to an extension. Waddle, better, very close numbers, but better numbers than Devontae Smith. So this was very intriguing yesterday, right? Do you think we've been very Tua tunnel visioned on extension talks this offseason? Mm-hmm. Do you think that Jalen Waddle gets done? And if not, does he make a stink?
Here's what I would say. Here's what I feel is going to happen. They're going to pick up the option, do Tua's contract after June 1st, and then continue to negotiate with Waddle.
Right.
Or they can sign Waddle now, make some additional moves after June 1st, and then do Tua.
But you think ultimately they'll try and get the Waddle thing done before the season?
Absolutely, because here's the deal. Here's what you have to understand. Waddle's going to be here longer than Tyreek. Just for because sure. of sheer years.
I don't know how long. You don't really know how much longer Tyreek Hill is going to be.
Right. There. And so from that standpoint, you have – look, you cannot let Christian Wilkins, Jalen Waddle, and Tua go. You made the mistake for whatever reason and let Christian Wilkins go.
Yes.
Right? For nothing. For nothing. So I think that as a show of faith to the fan base and of the other members on that team, you have to do moves that sign the young players on the team. So that's Javon Holland, Tua, Jalen Waddle, Phillips, yep. right? That's your core 2-3 years down the line. Not all the other guys you signed to the big money.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your core guys. And you got to have a base.
Yeah, I would say
I think so. They're gonna have to do something, but I think they're gonna have 20 plus million clear up after June 1st.
Yeah, they got the Xavier Howard money clear up.
And they've probably been making some moves to just get their money right. But you can, and see the way it works is the money won't kick in until next year anyway.
Yeah, because it's an extension.
Right. And so you can sign all these guys and all your core guys and your young guys. You can sign them all and then deal with it next offseason, which is what you would do. You would sign everybody and worry about that when we get to it.
I think Waddle is definitely the most interesting one because you already have an A1 number one receiver. We're seeing this now with the Bengals, right? Where they're going to have to sign Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins is kind of stuck on his island. Tyler Boyd, they couldn't afford anymore, but he knew there was going to be an odd man out.
Boyd is the odd man out.
Yeah, Boyd's the odd man out.
Higgins. And he's going to get, 20 plus?
Yeah.
Right. And Ja'Marr Chase, if the bar has been set at 25 a year, right? Holy smokes. With 51 guaranteed.
The thing
and he's not even the main guy.
And the thing is, like, look, Waddle, those routes, crisp, you know? But
Waddle's a better player than Devontae Smith.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, his numbers, he's got better numbers. And the only thing you could really knock on him is durability last year, because he did, you know, he did miss three games.
I mean,
I'm quibbling. I'm just telling if you want to talk about
it. That's football. Nobody is going to play 17 games every season or whatever.
Like, but even missing three games, he's got more receiving yards. Right. Waddle has more receiving yards. Touchdowns. Slim Reaper has one more touchdown. Again, with what is that? He has two more games in his career. Okay. So, like, we're not talking like crazy separation. Yards per reception, samesies. And he plays with AJ Brown. So Waddle's second year is, you know, it kind of dwarfs anything that Devontae Smith has done. And I do wonder, like, because it felt very much like, you know, last year, remember we got mad at Pat McAfee because he called Waddle a number two? Because after that second year, it felt like, no, they have a one and a one with Tyreek and Waddle. And then last year, it did feel very much like, no, this was Tyreek Hill's offense. Do you think they go to diversifying it a little bit more this year, like, or go to a succession plan where it is more Jalen Waddle focused? Or do you, what do you imagine? Because if you are going to invest in him like that and treat him like a number one, yeah, you're going to hope that year two production is there, not necessarily last year's.
Here's what you need to understand. Is Devontae Smith a number one?
No.
He got 25. 51 guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So, like, whether you think Jalen Waddle is a number one or not, like, the bar has been set.
It's interesting, too, because both of these guys are not necessarily the stars of their team, and neither of them are, how should I put this, really off the field or locker room headaches. Like, there's a lot of AJ Brown being a pain in the ass that people put up with. There was a lot of, like, reports and rumors out of Philly that, like, him and the coach, not cool, didn't get along. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's not true. But then, of course, we also have Tyreek Hill, who is amazing. Not a locker room problem, but seems to come with a lot of off-field baggage. And I mean, when I bring that up, I say, I wonder,
you need to have a team,
what's your contingency plan? What is the idea? How much longer is the Dolphins cheat of marriage? I don't know. I mean, look, he looks like the most unstoppable thing in the sport. I see no reason that's going to end at 30 or 31, but I'm not sure.
I look at it from the standpoint of, man, you signed these guys. You drafted these guys. You better start re-upping your guys.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, because, you know, like, can you even take credit for Christian Wilkins if he's not on the team anymore? You see what I'm saying? Because when this team gets good and you say you built it, right, Christian Wilkins, as important as he was on the defense – you didn't get anything for him, and he's not going to be here for any of the success you hope to have.
Yeah.
And as a GM, you take pride in the guys that you draft or you bring in, not the free agents.
Do you find it weird? Like, I sent you this tweet this morning from Adam Schefter that this is going to be a record number of offensive players taken in this year's draft. And, like, as much as, you know, Mahomes is the best. I'm not saying he's not the best. He's the best. We have no debate here. But, man. That team went last year. That defense went.
Correct.
But, kind of crazy.
That's and I've said this a number of times. Go look at the early Super Bowls Tom Brady won. Go look at Ben Roethlisberger's first championship. Go look at the last championship of Peyton Manning. Okay? Go look at the first championship that Baltimore won, where they went 5 weeks without scoring an offensive touchdown and won the Super Bowl that year. Okay, so while we put all this on the quarterback and the quarterback having to do certain things, right, the teams that win championships may have that quarterback, but in the end, they don't lean on him as much as you think, because that defense, when that offense was scoring 17 points a week, was carrying their ass.
And, yet,
and we now think about, and I'm going to say this, And I want you to think about it. Who was more important to that championship last year? Chris Jones or Patrick Mahomes? You see what I'm saying? Like, we want it to be the quarterback. We do. But if that defense don't perform, they're donezo. Because they weren't scoring any points, and the wide receivers were batting the ball all over the place.
And yet, if I had to give the Dalton Van a choice, Marcos, I'm taking Tua out of this. All right, you in great?
Telling you.
If you could only re-sign one this offseason, extend one this offseason, Holland, Waddle, or Phillips, you're going with offense. You're going with the wide receiver.
Yeah, I for think. Sure.
Well, I would go, but for different reasons, right? Like, I think this team needs Jalen Phillips and Javon Holland more, okay? But I think Jalen Waddle has been more productive in his career than those guys have been. And so if I'm going to pay a guy, what can I depend on more? I can depend on Jalen Waddle's production more than I can Jalen Phillips or Javon Holland. That's as of right now.
If I'm Jalen Waddle, the first thing I'd do when I go to the negotiating table, I look Stephen Ross in the eye, say, you know you want to do this every Sunday, baby? You want to do the Waddle, baby? And then Steve Ross is like, he's good. Give him what he wants. Give him what he wants.
Wait. You understand the owner's not in there, right?
He FaceTimes him.
No, he's not nowhere near negotiations.
It's like, hey, Steve. Oh, what's up, Jalen? Hey, Chris Greer is being a cheapskate. He doesn't want me to do this every Sunday. Give him what he wants, Chris. I want a Waddle. You don't think that's how it goes?
Can I hear the ringtone again?
It's not even a real ringtone.
I'm trying to do a FaceTime.
It's a FaceTime. Yeah, it's FaceTime.
Oh.
Whoop. Oh, that's good.
I want a Waddle.
Oh my God.
He's on the other side of the
table. Give him what he wants.
And then, you know what Chris Greer is going to say? We only really waddled 6 times last year. So,
Steven Ross is going
to
make sure he's
like that. That's how I look at it. Now, who's more important to the success of this team in the future? Phillips and Javon Holland, because that's the side of the ball that's lost the most talent. But whose production can you depend on, either through injury or whatever? That would be Jalen Waddle.
Plenty of comments flying in on the YouTube and Twitch chat. We'll get to some of you guys on the other side. Take a break. Our Tua coming up next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Waddle was a reach.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.